My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I don't know that Deion Sanders has had any notable press conferences since the one last week where he wouldn't answer questions from CBS and was correcting reporters the whole time and asking the beat writer from the Denver Post why he even shows up at these press conferences because
right,
he's not a cheerleader for the team.
Yeah, no, and he refused to answer a question from, CBS reporter.
CBS, KCNC.
Basically, it's something the CBS website said. He wouldn't talk to the local CBS affiliate.
It's like they couldn't
like
be.
Like she'd clacked out the article or something.
Yeah, like they could not be more unrelated. Apparently now comes this story, and this is from SI.com. A former Colorado assistant coach, and I'm bringing this up because college football starts tomorrow. Man, college football has become a fun soap opera. I didn't know that I would like this world of the portal and the NIL as much as I do, but it's definitely content worthy.
Mm-hmm.
A former Colorado assistant coach, quote, spent time in the Middle East this past holiday season lobbying Saudi Arabia's PIF, the Public Investment Fund, the fund that is funding the LIV Golf Tour.
Yeah.
For NIL funding on behalf of CU football. So Deion Sanders sent one of his coaches, his special teams coordinator, guy by the name of Trevor Riley, and he resigned back on August the 1st. So a couple weeks ago, the guy up and resigns. He went on record about trying to pull in funding for the school's NIL collective. He told Sports Illustrated there were no bad feelings between anyone with the program, but rather he was at odds with a few people in the Colorado administration. Riley said he spent time in the Middle East this past holiday season lobbying the PIF for NIL money on behalf of Colorado. A copy of what Riley says was in his resignation letter to the CU AD and school president was reviewed by Sports Illustrated. Here's what it said. Quote, "You paid me $90,000 a year and let me handle special teams. I did all this work in your name and was told to pursue it." Again, this is to Colorado's administration. "I burned through all my contacts in my Mormon community, which is worth about $3 trillion. Now I can't get these people to answer my calls because I just found out today that none of my endeavors will happen," whatever that means.
Yeah.
"I even went to Saudi Arabia and got a meeting with the Saudis who were interested in pursuing business. I have email receipts to prove it, and you guys let it fall flat on its face." So this guy sounds like he had some stuff cooking. This special teams coordinator had some stuff cooking with possibly the Church of Latter-day Saints, had some stuff cooking in Saudi Arabia, and the CU administration. So his issue is not with Deion.
Right.
His issue is with the AD and the school president, and it sounds like this guy feels like a sales guy who went and got some deals down to the 5-yard line, and he just needed his boss to come in and close the deal, and nothing got closed. And so now he made a trip over to Saudi Arabia during the holidays for no reason.
Yeah.
And he apparently he's burned all his, like his network of Mormon community
all
feel jilted for some reason.
That's the part that I just, where something seems amiss a little bit. Like, okay, what part of you reaching out to all of your Mormon contacts resulted in them, like exactly what did you present and how to the point where now they won't talk to you?
Yeah.
Like that feels like I need to know more about exactly how he was conducting his business. Because that's not, typically, you reach out to a contact about something, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, yeah. right? Like, yeah. so now all of a sudden people aren't
his
returning his calls
is
or something.
Burned to the ground.
Yeah, I don't, I need to know more about just exactly what he was promising and what he was allowed to promise, and if he was even supposed to be in Saudi Arabia. You know, like, I think it might very well be that the administration found out that he'd gone off to Saudi Arabia to look for the money from the Saudis, and they thought, oh, what the hell?
Well, let's assume for a second it was a directive from the school.
Yeah.
Because this feels like it would be right up Deion Sanders' alley to go find NIL money wherever you can find
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe he just had a blank check to go find money.
Yeah. How do we, I mean... There's a lot of non-traditional things that have happened in college football.
Yeah.
The Saudis getting involved in it is way out.
That turns
way
it
out
all
there.
Of a sudden into that's a crossover hit.
Yeah.
That ends up becoming that's something you talk about on the nightly news and everything else like that. People are giving speeches in Congress about it. As much as it isn't anymore, it's an American pastime. Like, everything, it's been so disheveled or disorganized over the last couple of years that who knows what college football is anymore.
This the concept of private money coming into college athletic departments is not a new one. I mean, it is fairly new, but this is not the first time. That's been a big story this offseason. Is there have been people presenting on possibly, you know, because now it's the curtain's pulled back now. Yeah. It's a gigantic business where labor has been cheap for all these years, and now this thing is being run way more like a business where kids may happen to go to class.
Yeah.
It's really like a minor league, you know, minor, especially the Power Four conferences.
Yeah. But it's minor league, but with free agency.
Right.
It's crazy.
But purely from a fiscal standpoint, these schools have talked about getting private equity involved now because they got to pay all these players now, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's as wild a situation, I think, as we've seen in any major sport, isn't it?
Yes.
Because in the pros, there's rules, there's collective bargaining agreements, teams do have rights to retain a player, and even though that's dissolving a little bit and fraying at the edges, it's still, there's structure, where there's just zero structure here. It's anybody's guess. It's beyond my intellectual capabilities to even understand all the implications of college football having the Saudi trust involved in college football. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
It's not affected the popularity of the sport either. It's now some old school fans, it may have affected the popularity with them. I submit that they all still watch, but begrudgingly.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, if you're a college football fan, I don't think you're quitting college football over what the environment's like in there right now. All the ticket sales and all the TV ratings tell us the sport has never been healthier.
Well, I do think that there is still something. Like, at the end of the day, you know, you're rooting for the laundry, right? You're cheering for the laundry. Like, people are identifying with the
connection,
team
and
the logo and your time at that school.
Yes.
I think, I don't know what it would be like with college football. You know, what percentage of people in the stands could actually tell you who all the starting offensive linemen are?
Right.
You know, I don't. So there's the diehards. And the diehards, I think, are going to be diehards no matter what. And the guy, if you are a diehard and you've paid attention to recruiting through the years, then you're also going to be paying attention to NIL and everything. But for the people that probably create the bulk of ticket sales, which are alumni that just want to go and tailgate and everything, I don't know if any of this really affects them as much.
Right.
I think it's still rooting for the school, rooting for your alma mater, and all of that.
If anything, the NIL has pushed the athletes to the forefront from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
And it's actually probably, I don't know if inadvertence is the right word, but maybe just an unintended consequence of all the NIL, is that the average fan you're talking about is actually connecting with the sport better. Because I see this guy in Dr. Pepper commercials.
Yeah, that's a
good
point.
And I see this guy doing this and that, and they're just way more out in the
present.
Yeah. Like, oh, I like this guy. I'm gonna watch some guy. And I think Deion has actually probably, as bad as they were last year, that burst of popularity at the beginning of the season last year drew a lot of the average people in. And there's so much college football going on. Even just when you get highlights fed to you during a Colorado game, the reaction for some people might be, oh, or their market, or they're telling you, hey, coming up after this is so-and-so against so-and-so. Hey, I'll watch that, you know? So Deion's been good for it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You had a question on the text line about what was it about Alabama?
It was on the TV.
Oh, was it on TV?
The question was, what would be considered a success at Alabama?
Oh,
this year?
Okay.
And I just laugh at the question because I'm like,
well, I mean,
any Alabama person, it's anything better than 11-1.
Well, realistically, their over under this year is 9.5.
That's what I would guess.
I looked at that. I had to subtract the bowl games out of this. I think the last time they had just 10 wins, fewer than 10 wins in a season, was 2010.
Yeah.
So they would have won 9 regular season games that year, and then they won the Capital One Bowl.
Yeah.
So if they win 10 games this year, that's a success for
Kirby
Alabama.
Smart and Nick Saban have won 13 of the last 18 national championships. Those two guys.
Bring the Saudis in. We got to break this up.
You're right.
Like, I know it's an old trope. Like, bring the Saudis in to fix college football.
Teddy Roosevelt, trust buster.
You reading that stat just made me feel like, yep, it's time for the Saudis.
Yep. Get over here. Larry's in Stafford. He wants in on a Friday before a football game. Go figure. What's going on, Larry? How you doing?
What's going on, Seth? Hey, I'm a traditionalist and a capitalist at heart. I mean, I like the Catholics and convicts and watching the U come down and camouflage, getting ready to, you know, play or when they play Nebraska or, you know, I like the Texas Longhorns and Aggie tradition back in, you know, when I was in high school and just sitting down and watching it. And I also like money. I like being able to do fun things, drive fast cars and things like that. But it's just something real, real, real uncomfortable when you start talking about allowing Saudi money to be involved in things, man. And it's weird because I'm a big Deion fan, and I hope their program is successful up there, but it seems like there's just too much going on. And I blame the NCAA for this because they allowed NIL and the portal to all of a sudden just manifest itself. And it has messed up not just the college games in terms of just the purity of it, but it's affected the high school game also because a lot of these kids are not getting opportunities now because of the portal and NIL because these dudes are going back to school. So it's kind of messed up the tradition on both levels. And I understand that it never was an amateur sport because Big Tex and all them boys was paying everybody under the table. But there was still something pure by just sitting down watching college football on Saturday and watching your favorite team in your Letterman jacket or whatever that you went to and just really enjoyed the camaraderie of having spent time on them yards, man. So it's a real weird thing for me when I see all these money involvements from different places, but we just got to get used to it. And I guess, like I said, as you get older, man, things just change and you just got to start accepting it. I want to touch on a couple other things real quick. Bringing Naris back, that was just one of the smartest moves that they had done over there. He can help you in your bullpen, so you might as well go get him. The next thing, and y'all was talking about having kids at 50. You might as well find the bridge over the ship channel and jump off of it if your ass is having a kid at 50. Because, look, man, once you get them kids out of the house or whatever, life becomes real, real good again for you and the old lady, man. So I got a buddy, man, that I really, really care about, and he was 53 years old. He had already had 4 kids, had a son drafted in Major League Baseball. All of a sudden, he ain't had two twins and another child after 56. No, dog, I ain't trying to do nothing like that, man. So it's just weird, man, because once you get to an age, man, where you really want to try to enjoy whatever life you got left, man, that's what it's about. Last thing before I let y'all go, hey, man, what McVay and D'Amico did over there with that training camp practice and everything, that's what the NFL really, really should be about when you have them joint practices. Them boys was over there doing some real good work from what I'm hearing, man. And the fact that you get to go up against other teams and then play them is getting ready for football time, fellas. Y'all might want to amp up like I'm going to be amped up for the rest of the season, and I'll holler.
We'll see you tomorrow, Larry. We'll see you tomorrow out at NRG Stadium. Yeah, Larry touching on kids after the age of 50 circles back to a conversation Seth and I were having in a previous segment where Seth informed me of the phenomenon of second menopause.
Yeah.
Text message, I'm in my second menopause. Yep, it happened. New baby at 62.
Yeah, that's we had a couple others say that but it's between the ages of 47 and 55.
Yeah.
Where you might have a little spell where you think you're fully in menopause,
right,
but then all of a sudden, yeah, those little fallopian tubes engage.
Yeah.
Start squeezing out little potential babies. Little half babies.
They wake up, they sit up like the Undertaker.
We got them.
Yeah.
They're talking to each other, yeah, and they're like, yeah, it's been a couple of years. I think they're getting complacent.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, let's get you ready for tomorrow in the weekend. Texans-Rams, biggest questions, the biggest question for me heading into this game on Saturday, and it's something that a year and a half ago, I never thought we would be saying these things, but we'll have that for you coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.